modern education means, just see what is the disastrous condition for 531 posts. 3 lakh people have applied. How the unemployment, this application means they are all educated. Uneducated, they do not apply for any post. This means educated, unemployment. This is India's so-called education. Without light, it is. You can open the door.
I'm trying to, I'll have to get yesterday's paper.
First thing, I wanted to go over the daily schedule. According to the schedule, the boys get up between 3:30 and 3:45 to the sun.
Why so early?
Why, 3:30 and 3:45? That's what time we all get up.
Well, we are holding Mangalarti at 5.
Right.
So why 3:30?
Well, they do japa for Mangalarti.
I don't know. It's a little too early for them. The first hour...
They're accustomed to getting... They've been getting up at that time for years.
They're accustomed, that is all right. But otherwise it is not needed, so early. When they go to sleep?
At 8:15.
Oh, then it is early. Then it is early. At least they must have rest 6 hours, complete.
They get more than that. Then they're ready, bathed, dressed by about 4:10. So they chant japa from 4:10 until 5 o'clock under the supervision of their teacher. Then arti, tulsi worship. And after tulsi worship they again have japa up until Guru Puja, greeting the deities. From the time tulsi worship is over until the time of greeting the deities.
How long?
That's 1 hour and 15 minutes. Altogether they have japa time amounting to just over 2 hours.
These small boys, they can devote so much time.
Well, these are not small boys.
Oh.
These are...
teachers.
At least 10 years, 9, 10 years old.
Still, they should be engaged in chanting and not sit down and japa. That will not be possible for them.
The problem is that some of the boys are 14, 15, and 13, but they should chant japa because they're required to chant 16 rounds a day.
The 16 only requires at most 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Well, 2 hours is on the schedule.
Hmm.
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Have you chela ban gaya? How are you? That's nice.
So they have 2 hours
and
5 minutes of japa.
In some ways, that are younger, they make a vow to do less, and then they can study.
Some of the younger boys chant 6 or 8 rounds. instead of 16. They chant that much during that time, and mm-hmm. they study at the same time. Then they attend the temple programs, Guru Puja and Bhagavatam class. And then after that they go upstairs, wash their clothes and clean the ashram. Mm-hmm. That takes them about an hour. Wash their clothes and sweep and cleanse the floor, cleanse the shower room, wash their clothes.
Now when they chant the mantras,
Brahma Samhita?
Or any?
Any mantra. Right now they're chanting from 9 until 9:30 in the morning with Yashodhananda Maharaj.
Early in the morning?
In the early morning I take some of the boys in the deity room between 5:30 and 6. The boys are the deities. The boys we are chanting up from
deity is temple.
Yes.
Deity, what do you mean the deity room?
Within the deity room, when they are bathing the deities, we are offering the prayers to the deities. The Brahma Samhita and the Shoka.
Why? Why? Deity room, within the deity room, there is no need of chanting. Who told you this? There is no need. Within the deity room? You told?
No.
Then?
Sometimes you said for installation, or other times when the deity is being bathed, you chant Brahma-Samhita prayers.
No. Within the deity room there is no business. No business.
When we hear the chanting, that's where it's coming from, in the morning. They hear it in the morning.
They can chant outside. Yeah. The deity bathing or whatever dressing may go on, you can chant, not within the deity.
How long do you chant?
That you can do outside. Then, when their reading, writing begins?
That begins at 10:15, after prasadam. They take prasadam at 9:30, and then at 10:15 their English class begins.
Just after taking prasadam?
Yes, 15 minutes after.
What begins?
English class. That goes for 1.5 hours. Then there's math class, which goes for 45 minutes.
Not continually. They should be given a recess, 10 minutes. Then again come to the class. And the class should not be more than 45 minutes. One class should not be continued more than 45 minutes. Then 10 minutes recess, then begin another class.
For the English program, there's a requirement in order for them to have enough time to read and write, then they would require 1.5 hours, so they would have 2 classes.
In the meantime, 1.5?
Yes.
You give 10 minutes recess.
And during the recess, what should they do?
Nothing. They'll be free. Nothing to do. Recess means nothing to do. That is brain, I want to say, rest. Or continually you cannot do that. That's not good. At most 40 minutes or 45 minutes. Then give them 10 minutes freedom. And then begin another. Not more than 40 to 45 minutes at a time. What about reading, writing?
After class then, by 12:30, they bathe again, second time.
They take prasadam first and then bathe.
They bathe, they take prasadam at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:30. Then they have class. After class is finished, then they bathe.
After class they bathe?
Around 12:30.
After prasadam, they should not take bathing at least for 4 hours.
4 hours.
And they have a schedule where they have dal, rice, and sabji, and chapati at 9:30 in the morning. They have in the afternoon.
So, when they first take bathing?
When they rise. At around 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's right. Then they take the prasadam at what time?
9:30.
9:30. So
they could take prasadam earlier.
No, why early? Earlier any breakfast?
No.
So why not? They are children, they must have some breakfast.
They have three meals. This is the way the temple program is scheduled. The temple eats at 9:30 in the morning, so therefore the boys also get prasadam at that time, because everyone eats the same prasadam.
But early in the morning they should have some, at least once, sweet meat, something like that.
Lectura. Lectura and curds. They can take. After taking bath at 1 o'clock, they can take prasadam.
Early in the morning, just after Mangala Arati, they can take something. They must take something. They are taking bathing at what time?
In the morning? 10 to 4. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. So after Mangala Arati, the Mangala Arati prasadam should be given there. A little sweet.
Mangalarti
sweets, they should be distributed among the children. Little sweets. Then they can take 9:30 prasadam.
Full prasadam.
Yes. Then again, they're taking bathing at what time?
The scheduled next bathing is 12:30.
Then what is it? 12:30 then?
After bathing, they take a little prasadam.
Yeah, that's nice. Then it'll be all right.
Then at 1:30, they take some rest.
Yeah, that's nice. How long?
1 hour.
That's right.
Then they have Sanskrit class from 2:30 until 4.
2:30, 4, that's all.
1.5 hours. So that should be a recess in between.
Hmm?
That's 1.5 hours, so there should be recess.
Ten minutes at least.
Then at 4 o'clock, the chanting party leaves for the Yamuna.
In process, that's right.
And they return by 6 for darshan in the temple room.
Let them return by 5:30.
5:30.
Do we have the class already? So that, because it takes us to the top, just
reasonably. Well, we can adjust this. Because darshan begins at 5:30, they should be there by
5:30. No, darshan begins at 5.
5:30.
5:30? Why?
It was at 6 o'clock.
In the evening.
Originally it was at 6 o'clock.
No. The darshan opens at 5.
No, when you come into the temple,
your darshan.
No, my darshan is different, public darshan.
Okay.
Why the deity room is open?
At 5 o'clock in the evening.
That's it. Why do you say 6?
I meant that when the darshan period for yourself was at 6.
Now it should be 5:30.
5:30.
General darshan is open at 5. That's nice.
So then the boys would return at 5:30.
I think it may be a little earlier, now half an hour.
Half an hour it will be, because the aarti is going at 6:30, so yes. The darshan will be at 4:30.
Yes.
That we had managed last year.
Yes.
So then the boys would come and for the chanting and recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam.
What time?
5:30 to 6:30.
5:30 we begin class, in that class they can chant.
Kirtan.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
And then at 6:30 they'll be arti, they'll stay for arti. Then after arti they take a little prasadam and then take rest.
That's right. That's all right.
And as far as everyone's duties are concerned, Rupa Vilas is the English teacher. He teaches English and math. And of course, Prajivanji teaches the Sanskrit program. And Dhanadhara Prabhu has been, he works in the ashram, overseeing the boys.
Taking care.
Yeah. And Yashodhana Maharaj will
recite it.
Recitation.
And I also help him. Getting the boys for Java and Kirtan, getting them more enthusiastic.
That's nice.
It's nice to have a sannyasi involved. He can be
a good
example.
Very good.
And Bhagavad Ji?
For feeding. Feeding. Give them sumptuous food so that they become healthy, nice food. Yes. That is also wanted, children, they must eat sufficiently. Not ovary. Even ovary, that is not wrong for children. And that will be exercised by going to Jamuna and coming. That will be bodily exercise. These things, do that, strictly follow. There is no scarcity of space. Yeah, yes. Vrindavan is holy place. And there is no government interference. So increase it. Bring more students from all over the world. Then it will be unique. And you also make scheme to get Indian children from aristocratic family. Suchinan Simatangi Yoga Prastha Sanjaya. Those are born in high class rich family, Brahmin family. They are not ordinary. But there is no Brahmin family now. At least the richer section, they can be induced to send their boys to learn Sanskrit and English and Bhagavad Bhakti. They can do business or whatever like they can do later on. But these things, they should be, father and mother should be careful. Iska koi program banao, achha ghar ka ladka samay. Unko to khane peene ka koi abhav nahi hai. Wo thoda Bhagavad Bhakti seekh le, thoda Sanskrit seekh le, thoda English seekh le. Uske aap hoti hai.
बच्चे फिर बाहर से आएंगे
हैं कहीं से भाई इधर तो रहेगा इधर खाएगा कहीं से भाई बाहर से आएंगे ऐसे जस्ट अट्रैक्ट ऑल गुड फैमिली चिल्ड्रन जो कि परिश्रम करके लेबर वर्किंग दे विल हैव टू लीव दे कैनॉट बिकम पंडित और spiritually advanced. They have to work. But in the richer section, they get their sons, good character, good devotee. Chanakya Pandit says, Kortha putre na jate na juna vidyan na bhaktivan. What is the use of such son who is neither devotee nor learned? Kanena chakkhusa akin chakshu piraiva kevan. What is the use of blind eyes? It is simply troublesome. So if these aristocratic families, they do not give education in spiritual line, they will become all hippies, loafer, and drinking, and wasting father's money. This should be informed. Usko to pocket mein paisa milta hai, so usko udaayega, bait ke sharab piyega. Usko to chahiye. I think there must be three, four classes.
Three, four classes afterwards, but at present.
Ah.
When children are great number, then otherwise two
classes to be arranged according to the number of student increases. That's all.
In the other are two classes. There are two classes according to age.
Both are according to time and circumstance.
In my opinion, Prabhupada, there should be one period for Hindi classes.
That's very nice.
40 minutes, 45 minutes, one period
yes.
For the children.
Very good. That is essential. If the Indian students come, they will require some Bandipuna language.
Hindi class, there should be. In Vrindavan, they will be.
Oh, yes. With that, Hindi.
In Mayapur there should be Bengala class and Hindi and Bengala, two languages are very compulsory.
Yes. Not any other language. Hindi is essential. Must be compulsory. Hindi. That is state language.
For the Western children also?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Everyone.
You should find some time, or just some time for Hindi.
Hindi, Sanskrit, English, compulsory.
That's all. Then afterwards we can make other. Just elementary mathematics, arithmetic, or just that. Afterwards, when the regular studies go in the Guru Hall. Now, at present, these three things are. Three subjects. By learning Hindi, they will just.
And the government also like that. That and foreign
they
students.
They can understand the language. They
oh, yes, Hindi is essential. It is not difficult. The same principle as Sanskrit. Reading and writing, that's all.
So far as the financial situation, I discussed with Bhagavad-ji, and it seems that the best idea is to open a separate Gurukul maintenance account with co-signers Bhagavad-ji and Rupa Vilas. So that because
so then, so much some of them, they are getting money.
Yes, the parents are sending money.
That's all right.
Because with the temple, there's been confusion.
Now the temple, you can make separate account.
Yes. We have one question about, there's one of the boys, his name is Jagarman, and he's a more or less a bad boy. He's had a bad background. His mother's a devotee, but she's a nice devotee, but he terrorizes the other boys.
What's that?
He misleads them, he lies, he...
How old is he?
He's 13.
So he cannot be. He must go back. We cannot spoil other children.
They're being spoiled. Yeah. I was thinking to make an example of him, either we should beat him or send him back.
Best thing is we send him back. He's incorrigible.
Personally, I had that boy with me for 2 months when I went to South India preaching. Mm. And I thought it would be an asset to have a young boy, but he was so misbehaved that it was too much problem. And the same things that he was doing in the beginning with me, telling lies and misbehaving, and he's still doing now, and he does not correct himself, never. He has no effort to better his behavior or his consciousness. He does not chant his rounds. He rarely comes to the kirtan, or else when he comes to the kirtan, he does not chant. He simply plays and makes fun. And he has very bad influence on the other boys.
Well, then he should be sent back. Or he can be sent to Bombay to work ordinarily. Or Hyderabad farm, like that. Let him work on the ground.
He speaks Bengali. That boy was in Bengal before and he picked up Bengali a little bit.
So he can
very
go?
Intelligent.
Huh?
He's very intelligent, but he just had a bad...
So, he was in Mayapur?
Yes, he was in Mayapur before. He knows Bengali. He can speak Bengali with
him. So he can go with the Mayapur preaching party. Help them.
We could send him with Bhavananda Maharaj.
Yes, that will be nice. He knows Bengali, let him go to Bengal and keep him under Bhavananda.
I think that he'll be a problem wherever he goes.
No, Bhavananda will correct his problem.
I think Bhavananda wouldn't want to take him because he knows he's a problem.
Bhavananda told me he did not want to see that way again.
Huh?
Bhavananda told me he did not want to see that way again.
In my opinion, the best thing is to make an example and beat him.
Yes, send him to farm, work in the field. If he does not work, beat him.
एक बात याद आ गई पहले लोग जो कुछ क्राइम करते थे तो फांसी या काला पानी तो काला पानी में सिंगापुर की तरफ मलाया भेज देते थे उनको हैदराबाद भेजो
हैदराबाद भेज उसको काम कराओ उसको मट्टी खोदने का काम दो नहीं करे तो उसको पीटो ऐसा किया जाए
He was just in Hyderabad for that ceremony there, and he caused such disruption in the whole temple that I don't think they want him there.
The thing is, if we beat him here, keep him here, then all the boys will straighten up, because they'll see that if they go bad, then this will be their punishment.
So how do you think you can do? Okay, I wanted to engage in farm work. Digging.
Yeah, that is a perfect. Actually, it's a fact. When he was with me, I would try to teach him Isha Upanishad and your purports, which are so clear and simple. But after 3 or 4 times explaining the same thing, he would become angry to receive the instruction.
No. He's meant for Shudra's work.
And when that boy would be told to
work. You cannot expect that everyone is Brahmin. No. He has a Shudra mentality, so let him till the ground for Krishna. Sakarmana Tamabhaj. He is fit for tilling, so let him till and produce grain for Krishna.
Hyderabad?
Yes. Hard work. He should be given hard work. This Gurukul is for high class, Brahmin Kshatriyas, not for the Vaishyas and Shudras. Now everyone is required for Krishna's service. But there, that I was this kind today, there must be division. Don't put horse before a cart.
Race horse before the cart.
Yeah, that will not be nice.
Vaishyas always help some betterment,
de-betterment. No, Vaishyas meant for
mathematics.
Krishi Kata.
If they don't teach Vaishyas for this Gurukul, then how do they do the account?
No, we are not taking Vaishyas by birth.
Accounts is just skill. Anyone can learn to account.
No, Vaishyas are a special part.
Yes.
Yeah. No, accounts are meant for kayasthas, shudras. Vaishyas are meant for producing grain and protecting cows. Yeah. One Englishman used to say, this clerical job means educated laborer, educated Shudra. Shudra, actually the castes are counted among the Shudras. You know that?
In Bengal, caste is a...
No, Bengal is, in UP.
In UP,
castes
are Shudras.
And originally they are Shudras.
Oh.
The history of Bengali castes, they went with the Brahmins as servant. That is the history. And in Bengal, the system is jat harale kayat. Jiska koi jat ka thikana hi nahi chalta, wo kayat ho jata. Ye Bengal mein aisa bola jata. Jat harale kayat. Actually, it is, if some low-class man, he becomes rich, then he is taken into the caste community. Anyone who cannot stick to the principle of caste system, he becomes a caste.
What is sankha? What is sankha?
I guess. Jat harale caste. ये बंगाल में है समांदम है खत्री और समांदम नहीं है but that is not essential, that is all gone. Now if one cannot take education, he can use in farm work, little hard work.
Bhakti Kirtan is another problem. Bhakti Kirtan is a Rob's boy. He's only 8, but he's becoming like a street boy.
So let him go to farm working. Farm working is for suitable.
He likes that. He plays with cows, it's dung.
What is that?
He likes dung.
That's nice. Let him take care. Therefore we must have all this engagement. He'll be encouraged to take care of the cows.
But he's not in Gurukul. So how can you send him? He's in Saurabh. Saurabh left him for 5 days. Saurabh is keeping him.
If the father takes care, that's all right. Otherwise, he can go to Hyderabad. Hyderabad should be for Grihasthas, for plowing, for growing and flowers, like that. No education required.
He is not interested in education.
No, education. That is waste of. For such boys who are not interested, why they should be enforced education? They are not meant for that. Education is for higher brain, sober brain. And not that everyone has to become literate. It is not required. He can do other work.
Mm. Yes. Prabhupada means that according to the nature you engage them.
Yes. Yeah. Guna karma vibhagasa. Guna karma vibhagasa. You can do this, all I do it. Why he should be forced to learn Sanskrit? No necessary. Not necessary.
What of a boy who does the chanting nicely and the kirtan nicely but doesn't do schoolwork nicely?
Hmm?
What of a boy who does the japa very nicely and likes...
Well, japas, whether his father is doing japas nicely, that is also doubted. What to speak of children? Japa, children, that should not be taken very seriously. Whatever he can do, that's all. We should enforce, we should, but not that if he does not, immediately he should be rejected. No.
You've often said the first class intelligent men are the Brahmins, second class intelligent men are the Kshatriyas.
We have to train like that. Guna karma vibhagas. Not that everyone should be Sanskrit scholar. Why? It is not necessary. There are so many other things.
The inclination depends on guna karma.
If sabai karme jamindari, ke karme umedari. Sabhi jamindar ho gaya to phir umedari kaun kare? Although by nature, we should not enforce something. We should see for which work is suitable. You should engage. And we must have all departments of work. The weaving department, the plowing department, the cow-keeping department, the Sanskrit department, the English department, the trading department. We should have all the departments. Guna karma vibhagas.
Head, arms, belly, and legs.
Huh?
Head, arms, belly.
Yes. Whichever suitable. One must be suitable for any of these. It is the guide's intelligence for which purpose is suitable. Legs. Any legs. That is it. Not that everyone has to become a big scholar in Sanskrit. That is not even. Let him come to Gurukul, but if he's not suitable. Gurukul, this so far character is gone, that is for everyone. Just like early rising in the morning, chanting and going to the... What is the objection? Anyone can do it. That is practice. And for working, if he's not suitable for higher education, let him go to the farm. Take care of the cows, grow food, flowers, fruits, eat, and dance and chant. Chanting, dancing, everyone will take part. There is no doubt.
How to mend him from lies? These lies.
Huh?
How to mend him from lies?
That is by your good association. What lies he tell? Don't believe him at all. That's all. Take him that he speaks only lies. They don't believe. Whatever he says, you force him to do. Take him that he speaks only lies. Why should you consult him?
Yes.
He's a liar. But see that he's working, that's all. Now we are getting so much land, we can develop, we can utilize everyone's service. That requires brain. Not that he cannot do this, therefore reject him. No, engage him in some other.
One other point only, and that is that until the construction is completed, I think we should wait.
There is ample place now, we can dig.
But I mean, to bring more boys, we should wait until the construction.
Why? Let them then come. They are already there. It's not that the rest are, the guest house is all filled up. Let them come.
As many as possible?
Why not?
Okay.
Let them come. And arrangement should be made when it is, even now it is too hot at that time. We can send them to Mahabaleshwar, or if we get that Madras place, that is very cooling, Nilgiri Hills, that will be good recreation for them. They should be kept quite comfortably and built up their character, education, that is what. There is need of some good first-class man, ideal man. The world is full of rogues and thieves and bad character. ये जो सरस्वती विद्यालय वाले क्या कर रहे हैं?
शिष्य
तो क्यों हम लोग करा दे हम लोग
प्लान किए थे इनको मैंने कि उसको 5-6 महीने के लिए ले लें 4-5 महीने के लिए बच्चे आते हैं आई जस्ट टोल्ड यू दैट बिल्डिंग दैट शिशु विद्यालय सरस्वती शिशु विद्यालय यू सॉ इट विद ग्राम
यस
दैट्स इट प्रभुपाद आस्क्ड अबाउट दैट
ओह बट दे सेड नो
हु सेड
गुनार्नो वेंट टू सी दैट Mr. Rogers.
You cannot send Gunnar now. He is not fit for this.
I will go.
You should go. Yes.
Okay.
क्या पढ़ा है क्या उनका बुद्धि है हम लोग को दे दो हम अभी सरस्वती विद्यालय बना दें लड़की लोग के लिए सब लाइफ लेस है कुछ करेगा नहीं और कुछ दूसरे करने का सहाय भी नहीं अब ये धानुका का ये जो है क्या कुछ काम नहीं होता पढ़ा
संस्कृत के बच्चे पढ़ते हैं कल्पात्री जी के संरक्षण में वही बराबर वही तो है धर्म संघ उसका नाम रखा है धर्म संघ
तो क्या करते हैं बच्चों के
बच्चे पढ़ते हैं संस्कृत में प्रतिमा का इंतजाम देते हैं जो बच्चे 3 क्लास में प्रतिमा मधुमान शास्त्री और गुरु जी है
कितने बच्चे हैं
काफी है 25-30 लाख
हैं
हमको सब भोजन वही देते हैं धन का मास्टर को घर दिलाया उन्होंने 15-16,000 रुपये का और उनको कुछ देते हैं उनको सब
तब तक ठीक
संस्कृत पढ़ा देते हैं उनके कुछ बच्चे वैष्णव भी हो गए साधु भी हो गए वैष्णव
तब तो ठीक
That's our report, Srila Prabhupada. That's our report.
That's all right. Do that.
Okay.